天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，平安，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人何晨星。今天我们开始新的系列信心之旅，麦克牧师将透过亚伯拉罕的故事来和我们分享如何与神建立亲密的关系。神要我们从他与亚伯拉罕的亲密关系中学习等候神和与神同行的功课。让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We do not like it if the service takes more than 1 hour.
我们都不喜欢崇拜聚会超过一小时。
The same thing happens with our personal prayer time.
也不喜欢独自向神祷告太久。
We think if we spend 15 minutes reading the Bible and 5 minutes in prayer, we have become modern-day spiritual giants.
我们认为如果肯花上15分钟读圣经、5分钟祈祷，就可以成为现代的属灵伟人了。
The life of Abraham teaches us that it took time for Abraham to build a right relationship with God.
亚伯拉罕的生平教导我们要用时间和神建立正常的关系。
The story of Abraham's relationship with God is told with such emphasis that no one can say, well, it's just Abraham.
圣经用很长的篇幅记载亚伯拉罕的故事，以强调他和神的关系，可见那并不仅限于亚伯拉罕而已，是你和我也可以有的。
What does the Lord want us to learn from this story?
主期望我们从这个故事里学些什么呢？
God has a deep longing to fellowship with everyone who he has called into his kingdom.
神深深渴望与被召进入他国度的人有密切的交往。
God does not call us into the kingdom to receive salvation, and that's the end of it.
神并非仅仅叫我们进入他的国度，接受救恩就算的了。
God wants us to learn several things from his intimacy with Abraham.
神要我们从他与亚伯拉罕的亲密关系里学习好几样的功课。
First,
第一，
God would commune with the man or the woman who is totally available to him.
神跟全心愿意等候神的人沟通。
Second,
第二，
God would be the friend of any man or woman who longs to be with him.
神要和那些渴望与神同在的人做朋友。
God is ready to speak with the one who longs to hear his voice.
神愿意对那些渴望听他声音的人说话。
God wants to fellowship with the one who is not in a hurry to fellowship with him.
神希望与那些愿意花时间跟他在一起的人来往。
God is happy to be identified as your friend if you want to be identified as his friend.
如果你想成为神的朋友，神就乐意做你的朋友。
Let's turn to the Word of God and learn from the life of this man, Abraham.
请翻开神的话语，让我们来看看亚伯拉罕这个人。
The book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 24 to chapter 12, verse 3.
创世纪11:24-12:3。拿鹤活到29岁，生了塔拉。拿鹤生塔拉之后，又活了119年，并且生儿养女。塔拉活到70岁，生了亚伯兰、拿鹤、哈兰。塔拉的后代记在下面：塔拉生亚伯兰、拿鹤、哈兰，哈兰生罗德。哈兰死在他的本地加勒底的乌尔，在他父亲塔拉之先。亚伯兰、拿鹤各娶了妻，亚伯兰的妻子名叫撒莱，拿鹤的妻子名叫密加，是哈兰的女儿。 哈兰是密加和易加的父亲。撒莱不生育，没有孩子。塔拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒莱，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰就住在那里。塔拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
The first thing you notice about Abraham was that he was an ordinary man.
首先你会留意到亚伯拉罕是个普通人。
He was rough and a simple sheep herder.
他是个粗人，以牧羊为生。
He uttered no prophecies.
他没有说预言。
He never wrote a book.
他没有著作。
He never sang a song.
他从来没有唱过歌。
His credentials were not the least bit impressive.
他没有显赫的履历。
He never went to a seminary, and I am certain he never wore special clothes.
他从来没有读过神学院，而且我相信他从来没有穿过特别的礼服。
He was as far away from being famous and important as you can get.
他远不及你想象中那么闻名和重要。
He never got invited to a king's dinner.
他从来没有参加过国王的宴会。
He was never on anyone's VIP list.
也不在任何的名流绅士之列。
And he had never given an interview to any of the newspapers or television.
他从来没有接受过新闻报纸或电视台的访问。
But,
但是
he was available for God's use and ready to obey.
他等候神的差遣，而且愿意服从神的吩咐。
He had one major problem.
不过他面对一个大难题。
He was a pagan who worshipped idols.
他以前是个拜偶像的异教徒。
So it does take a while for Abraham of Ur of Chaldeans to become Abraham God's friend.
因此那个住在加勒底乌尔的亚伯兰需要经过一段日子才能成为神的朋友亚伯拉罕。
Abraham's folks in the Ur of Chaldeans near modern-day Iraq were called Habiri, from which came the word Hebrew, and it means travelers.
亚伯兰的家族住在加勒底的乌尔，也就是现今伊拉克附近，他们被称为哈别利，而希伯来这名称就是出自这个字，意思是客旅。
Some scholars believe that they were called thus because they were involved in renting donkeys and camels to travelers.
有些学者相信，这个称号的由来是因为他们经营出租驴和骆驼给旅客的生意。
Abraham's father was Terah, and Terah had 3 boys.
亚伯拉罕的父亲是塔拉，而塔拉有3个儿子。
Abram, Haran, and Nahor.
亚伯兰、哈兰和拿赫。
As the boys grew up, Terah became very proud of his boys.
当孩子长大，塔拉为他3个儿子感到骄傲。
And yet, tragedy struck Terah's heart.
但突然灾祸临头，打击塔拉的心。
His son Haran died right in his arms.
他的儿子哈兰死在他的怀里。
No doubt, Terah became possessive of his remaining 2 boys.
自然塔拉格外珍惜看重留下的2个儿子。
It was not long before another tragedy was beginning to take place.
没多久又发生了另一件不幸的事。
Abraham got religious and wanted to leave home.
这是亚伯拉罕因忠于信仰而要离开家。
I know verse 31 of Genesis 11 said that Terah took Abraham and his son into the land of Canaan.
虽然在创世纪11章31节说，塔拉带着他儿子亚伯兰要往迦南地去。
This is in keeping with the hierarchical structure of the time.
这是按照当时的宗族制度来记载的。
but it was Abram whom God called to go to Canaan.
其实神是呼召亚伯兰到迦南去。
In Acts 7, 3 and 4, you see that God called Abraham to leave his family and go to Canaan, but he stopped in Haran.
从《使徒行传》第七章第三、第四节的记载，你就知道神呼召亚伯拉罕是要离开本族去迦南，但他到了哈兰这个地方就停下来了。
Let us read it.
让我们看《使徒行传》第七章第三、第四节。对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
Why did Abraham stop in Haran?
亚伯兰为什么在哈兰停留下来呢？
Because his father Terah wanted to stop in Haran.
因为他的父亲塔拉想留在哈兰。
You can imagine how it might have happened.
你可以想象一下当时的情形。
Abraham pops his head into the flap of the tent of Terah, and he says, Father, God is calling me to leave home and go to Canaan.
亚伯拉罕把头伸进塔拉的帐篷里说，父亲啊，神叫我离开家到迦南地去。
At that point, Terah gets very upset.
这时塔拉很不高兴。
What he says, you are leaving your poor old father?
他说，什么？你要离开你可怜的老父亲啊？
You are deserting your father who has been good to you?
你要抛弃一向都爱护你的父亲呢？
Who's going to take care of me in my old age?
当我年纪老迈时，谁来照顾我？
I don't trust your brother Nahor.
我不信任你的兄弟拿赫。
He is frivolous and forgets things.
他太轻浮又健忘。
You are going nowhere.
不准你离开。
You are not going anywhere without taking me with you.
如果你不带着我，就不要去任何地方。
Now, parents, I want to tell you something.
现在我想对为人父母的人说。
You have to let go of your children when they become adults.
当你的孩子长大成人后，就要让他们独立自主。
Your possessiveness of the life of your adult child is not healthy for them. It is not healthy for you.
你对已成年子女的占有欲，对你、对他们都是不健康的。
The scripture is very clear.
圣经说得很清楚。
That a man must leave his father and mother and cleaves to his wife, and both become one.
人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Any parents who start manipulating their children and try to get them to do what they want them to do are not acting biblically.
如果父母要支配子女，非要他们按照父母的想法去做呢，那就不是遵行圣经真理了。
Why do you think God called his future friend Abraham to leave Ur of Chaldeans?
你想想看，神为什么叫他未来的朋友亚伯拉罕离开加勒底的乌尔呢？
One of the reasons is to get him away from idol worship.
其中一个原因就是要他离开偶像的崇拜。
And away from his godless friends.
离开那些不敬虔的朋友。
The first thing he wants you to do is to get away from the immorality of the past.
神要你做的第一件事就是离开以往不道德的行为。
The addictions of the past.
过去那些使你上瘾的嗜好。
The bad habits of the past.
过去的坏习惯。
The wrong crowd of the past.
过去那些狐朋狗党。
So the next day, Abraham comes home from work.
第二天，当亚伯拉罕下班回家时。
And he finds his father all packed up and ready to go.
他发现父亲已经收拾好东西，准备启程。
So they went on their way to Canaan.
于是他们往迦南去。
And in our next broadcast,
在下次节目里,
we will see how sometimes we choose second best when we settle for anything.
我们要看看当我们妥协于现状时，就是选择了次货。
Tune in next time and we will see how Abraham wasted 6 years of his life because he got distracted from God's best.
请你下次继续收听，我们要看亚伯拉罕从神给予最好的福分上分了心，而浪费了六年的光阴。
It is our hope that you tune in so you know what is God's best for you.
希望你按时收听，你就知道神为你预备了什么上好的福分。
Until then, I wish you God's best.
愿神赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。透过亚伯拉罕的故事，让我们看到亚伯拉罕顺服神的呼召，离开本家到迦南去。我们也学习到，当你我的孩子长大成人后，也让他们独立自主，我们不要支配子女，因为人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。感谢神为我们预备了上好的福分，也感受到等候神和与神同行的美好。亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子《足能得胜》和《击倒了站起来》，请电邮给我们。我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 daoxiang@良友点 net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
我愿意降服你，我愿意降服你，我愿意降服你，照你的话而行。 真